Krishna, good morning.
Good morning.
You got some exciting news for us.
I have. Yeah. Lively Up Your Earth Eco Music Festival number 2. 28th of January 2012 in Solitude Farm, Oroville.
What we will see here, eat, buy.
Okay, well, like last year we did our first Lively Up Your Earth Eco Music Festival, where we had everything related to ecology and music. So we had, for example, Colors of Nature doing natural indigo dyeing. We had Seed Bank from Anadana. We had Carsten with his solar streetlights, EV Future with their solar bicycles and mopeds. We had Tetra Mark with the Tetra Pak furniture, Tetra Pak handbags, Bamboo Center with their jewelry and all their chairs and stuff. We had Swaram with the musical instruments, and Well Paper, and all these ecological based Oroville, very authentic, right. Yeah, activities. They all had stalls all over through the farm. There was an organic restaurant, a lot of other organic food, and there was a kids space. There were permaculture workshops, acro yoga workshops, body percussion workshop. There was a tour of the farm, and which was quite surprising to see how many people wanted to come, and that was very nice. And there was the kids space with face painting and Lego. And this year there'll be also a sports thing there. There's also more theater this year, and Rajan, who is a quite extraordinary magician, he's going to do a magic show. And
but we can count also all the activities that were there last year.
Yeah, all of the same one, more those and more will be there.
Wow.
And I'm trying to get all the people to make it a bit more interactive. So like some people made that effort last year, like Mark, he actually showed people how to make the Tetra Pak furniture, and we just try and get people more involved in the stalls, not have them just like shops. We want the people to be involved in the thing. Then there's also going to be 12 hours of... last year there was 12 hours of music. We'll see how many hours there are this year. Got mainly Oroville bands, but I've got one little surprise up my sleeve, hopefully, which is going to be quite a top of the evening, pretty good show.
Oh, you're not gonna tell us what
I can't tell you yet, because it's in the making. So,
and still it would be only one day.
It's a one-day festival, but there is going to be camping available, and then for people from outside, of course, if they inform me, I can sort out some accommodation for them. But camping is going to be available. We're trying to make it like a, you know, festy, as we call them in England.
Last year was nice.
Yeah, last year was great, and you know, it was as I mentioned, I've written a note in the news this week requesting some help with you know, raising some funds to help put the festival together. The main feedback I got last year was that it brought people together, and you know, this day and age, we're going more and more individualistic, we're more and more divided. So something that brings us together like this, especially over the, you know, very pressing theme of ecology, and in the context of a farm with community, I think it brought so much warmth between people in Oroville. I had people I don't see very much, Orovillians who told me that, and that was very touching for me. So If you can help with the fundraising, that would just be so cool. I'll tell you the number at the end of this interview, because I have it there in the paper, the account number.
We'll put it on the link.
Yeah, we can also. It'll be on the link there, and yeah. Please come. It'll start at 10 in the morning, and it'll go on till late in the night. And Emergence will be playing, of course, as well as Zamasanga and Suryan, and nice. I think Tiago and the revitalized Brazilian rock and roll of the Swanam percussion group. And we've got a pretty cool rock set from old Orovillian called Armando, with his guitar genius son, and I think Matt and Suresh are joining him. And yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great.
How many people are helping you this year? Team of volunteers working on it? Because you're already, I think it's required.
So far, not many. I've got the few people who work at Solitude, and I've got my, in Solitude, I don't really have volunteers anymore as much. I have interns, like people, they stay for 3 months. 1 month is the minimum. But then I have people 3 months, 6 months, 1 year who really get involved. So those guys are like really involved in helping the whole thing. But from outside in Oroville, not too many people yet. So I really do need, we really need help, you know. And there's so many things to do that people could take up one tiny job. And there's still 5 weeks left. And then if they, you know, devoted an hour or two per week for the next 4 weeks, you know, it could really be of a big help. And and also, it's everyone's festival, you know. It's not. It's not. It's our festival. It's our Oroville.
What about children? They got holidays now. They're starting with holidays now.
Yeah, I think some kids are gonna come from the TLC school. They're gonna come for a day and give us a hand. Yeah, to create the kids' space and stuff.
So, if one come, what can do with bare hands?
They have to come and see me first and tell me, you know, I need to organize a little bit. If people just show up, it's going to be a little bit difficult, because while we're running this, we're also running the farm. This is our full-on season. We just planted some 600-700 capsicums and 500 tomatoes, and we got 1,000 lettuce to get out, and there's, you know, there's so much work. So it's really good if people contact me and just say that hey, we're really ready to help, and then I can just organize a little bit the stuff. And it's mainly there's cleaning work, there's building work, there's all sorts of work. And if someone is like really involved, wants to get involved, there's also administration work, there's organization work, there's contacting people work, you know, there's all sorts of work to be done.
Last year, the YC team with Philip, they were really good with it.
They were awesome. I mean, Philip's our gem in Oroville. No, he's a beauty. And yeah, he's always involved with things, sure. Yeah. And he, you know, there's a whole group of people in the
because
YC. They're really
practical. They know what to do.
They're practical. They want to do stuff. And, you know, they're all, I like them all. You know, there's Gayo and Vikram and the whole gang. You know, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what's going on in the, I mean, the first festival I saw in Oroville was Johnny's Christmas fairs, you know, that we used to have in the Vista Center, and then the youth center took up that. But this is very much, you know, inspired from all of those things, you know, with our own personal twist to it.
Yeah. Anyhow, I think that this year should be easier. It's
much easier. It's much easier. Things are falling. Yeah, exactly. It's things that I was worried about, and I didn't know how to make, if they were going to be all right, or where do I get a generator? What about the sound system? What about this?
Don't forget it's all gas bombs.
Yeah, sure. It's all fallen into place. You know, it's already, everything's like tuck, 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 tuck. Now it's like a lot of, it's like a jigsaw. I have all the pieces. Now I'm putting them together. Before, I didn't know what all the pieces were.
And there's going to be a fancy t-shirt.
There is. I've got two t-shirts going. You'll see the t-shirt. You'll see the poster on the link.
Yeah.
And there'll be two t-shirts we're going to be offering. And yeah, nice. Really, for me, very creative. Says a lot, these t-shirts.
Who is the author of the Flying Cow?
The Flying Cow is Kenzo. He came with his girlfriend Suzelle, and they were interns in Solitude for 6 months. She came for finishing off her degree in agronomy or something to do with farming. She came and they got involved like in a big way in Oroville. He's responsible for those posters, the CSA posters, the Solitude Farm restaurant poster, the jam session poster. So he was like in the fields working, and then spend a good time also doing like artwork in relation to the farm's activities. So really wonderful, wonderful characters. Yeah.
Good. So he designed the t-shirt.
Yeah, he designed the poster.
We saw that one, and the poster you said is got some kind of bright colors.
Yeah, very bright, very bright, very bright. You will see on the internet.
Cool. We have to say something else?
No, it's it. 28th of January starts at 10 a.m.
Finish.
and it finishes a bit late. There will be, yeah, there's, as I say, lots of things to do. So please get in contact with me if you can help with fundraising in any way. If you know somebody or you think, you know, if you have money, great, please offer. Otherwise, if you know someone who you think, oh, they might be able to help, please send the link to them and, you know, try and help out, because we've got a lot of things we want to do and improve the everything from last year, and it would be a really big help.
You're talking about that, now I remember the numbers. How many people actually came last year?
I'm not exactly sure. Between 800 to 1,000 people, I think, were there throughout the day.
Plus the people who were having the stores and the performers, yeah?
Probably everybody together. Probably every... I mean, it's very difficult to say. This year, maybe we'll count. But, I mean, we don't...
You can't really count.
Well, we can. This year, we're going to have two, like, entrances, because we're very cautious. We don't want any alcohol to get into our festival. There's always some problems with alcohol in events, so we're going to have, like, two entrances.
So, okay, so cool, you're covering this part.
So we might be able to count.
You will have the security tight. You will have the security tight.
That's, yeah, that's sure, good, yeah. We have to, because we don't want any... We want it to be, you know, a real Oroville spirit.
So we said it all?
Yeah, everything is done.
Thanks, Krishna. See you.
Thank you so much. I see you then.